Lucy the Good, written by Marianne Musgrove and read by Lucy Durack.
I really need to do a wee, said Calvin. It's emergency.
Dad and Lucy looked at the baggage carousel. Tantibep was nowhere to be seen. Here's what we'll do, said Dad. We'll all go to the little boys' room, then we'll find your great aunt.
I'm not going in there, said Lucy.
She never went into public toilets if she could help it, and especially not the boys' toilets. At school, she held on till she got home. Okay, fine. The toilet's just over there, so you stay here and don't move. We'll be back soon. Lucy didn't mind being left alone. This was her favourite part of the airport. There was a hole in the wall covered by heavy plastic flaps. A black conveyor belt came out of the flaps. It was called the carousel. The belt snaked around the room and back into another hole in the wall. It was a bit like a little road. Most of the time it stood still, like now. Then, all of a sudden, it would start moving. Suitcases would come out of the hole in the wall and people would drag them off the carousel and take them home. Lucy stepped forward to get a better look. Imagine going for a ride on it, she thought. It would be like being at the fun fair. She put one knee on the carousel, then she put her other knee on it. Before she knew it, she had crawled right onto it. She sat down cross-legged and laid her welcome sign in front of her. This is fun, she thought. I wish I could go for a real ride. Then the carousel started to move, curving around one corner, then another. Woohoo, thought Lucy. Should that little girl be doing that? Said someone. Lucy looked away. That was when she noticed she was heading towards the other hole in the wall where the bags disappeared. Uh-oh, she thought. What if I go through that hole and get mistaken for a suitcase? I might be put on a plane and sent to another country. Dad, she said, but he was still in the toilet with Calvin. She was moving quite fast and the hole was getting closer. Lucy scrambled backwards, trying to get away from it. Her welcome to Adelaide sign disappeared into the hole. Dad, she cried more loudly this time. Lucy tried to stand up, but she fell backwards. She rolled onto her knees and crawled along the belt away from the hole. Faster, she said to herself, faster. She continued to crawl, but now suitcases were coming towards her. Could she climb over them in time? What was she going to do? Help! She cried. Somebody help me!